Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak, finishing the fifth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tanur shel Evan v'shel Nateches Tahar. A tanur that's made of stone or metal is Tahar. Clay Evan don't become Tameh, and metal oven is Tahar, because it doesn't become Tameh the way a Clay Cheres becomes Tameh, but it does become Tameh, just not with the dinim of a Clay Cheres. V'tameh mishum Clay Matachos, but it becomes Tameh like a regular Clay Matachos would become Tameh, meaning there's no such thing as Tumah ba'avira like you'd have by a Kli Cheres. Nikav nifkam nistak. If an oven made out of stone or metal had a hole in its walls, or a piece breaks off from it, or it has a crack that runs down the whole length of the oven, asalot tfeila. If you made a coating of mud or clay for it in order to seal up the damage, or musaf sheltit, or you made an addition of mud or clay to the top of the oven to fix the damage, tame. So then it becomes tame, like a kli cheres, because it couldn't function with the hole or crack, and it's a cheres that's closing up the hole or the crack. So therefore, it has the status of the of cheres. So if you heat it to the right temperature, it becomes tame like a regular. How large does the hole have to be in the oven or the mateches that sealing it with cheres will make it into a kli cheres? Sealing it with adam or tit makes it into a kli cheres. It has to be big enough that the fire is able to get through it. So then when you seal it, whatever you seal it with becomes the material that the oven's officially made out of. And the same holds true about a kira. Kira shel evan v'shel mateches tahura. A kira made out of evan or mateches is also tahur, meaning it doesn't have a din of a kli cheres. Utmei mishum klei matachos. It would still have the din of tumah of klei matachos if it's made out of metal. Nikva nifkama nistiga. Again, if it's cracked or has a hole in it or something like that. Asla pitputin, and you made feet for it, meaning you put the small klei cheres legs under the kira to hold it up. Tamei, and now it becomes tamei as a kli cheres, because before you put those little legs underneath it, you couldn't use it, and now you can use it. So it's as a result of the cheres that you're able to use it. Mircha petit bein mibachutz. If you spread mud on the inside or on the outside of it, tahura, it's tahur, it doesn't become tameh as a kli cheres, because there's nothing much more you can do with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mi bifnim tameh, mi bachutz tahura. If you coat it with tit on the inside of the oven, then it does become tameh like a kli cheres. But from the outside, it doesn't really make an appreciable difference, and therefore it's going to be tahura. Moving on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Ha'osa shlosha pitputim ba'aretz. If you put three clay feet on the ground, shaped like a triangle, the chibron batit, and you attach them to each other with some clay, and so you make a tripod, liol shofis aleinu sekadera, and you do that in order to put a pot on top of these three little feet, so that you can have a fire underneath it to heat up the pot. Tameya, that's considered a stove, and it's tamei kavish loshem esmarim baris liol shofis aleinu kadera. But if you stuck three nails into the ground to be able to put a pot on top of them, aval bishasu brosho makom shtei akadera. Even though you put a flat piece of clay on the top of each nail so that you could rest the pot on it, tahur, it's still tahur, meaning it's tahur, it's not a din of a kli cheres, because the nails are made out of metal, and metal that's attached to the ground is not mekabel tumah. That's a special din that only a tanur v'kira that is made out of cheres, even when attached to the ground, or specifically when it's attached to the ground, is mekabel tumah. Hosa shtei avanim kira. For you put two stones to make it into a stove, v'chibrum betit, and you attach them to each other with tit, with some clay. Tameya, it's considered to be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, but Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tar ad sheyasa shlishis, unless there's a third stone that goes with the other two, o ad sheyismach l'kosel, or until you put the two stones near a wall so that the wall serves as the third support for that pot. But just resting, teetering on two is not going to be enough. Achas betit v'achas shelo betit. Not only that, but even if you made the stove out of three stones, if one of the stones was attached and with clay and the other one was not attached with clay to the other two, tahora, then the stove is likewise going to be tahora. So the last Mishnah in the fifth parak told us that if you have an oven made out of stone or metal, it does not have the same dinim as an oven made out of cheres, although it may have din of klimateches. And if it's cracked and you patch it up with cheres, then it might become a kli cheres. And we said the same thing about a kira. And then in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about what kind of makeshift tripod you can attach to the ground that would then have the status of an oven itself that would become tameh like a kli cheres. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.